Good morning. Temperatures last night fell back into the 50s to around 60 as a front continues to press off the eastern seaboard. A northwesterly breeze has developed across interior New York and New England, and with that breeze kicking in, readings will be much cooler today to start the new week than we saw over the weekend. Still, with daytime sunshine giving way to increasing clouds and a few spotty showers, highs will be in the upper 50s to around 60 on average. That cool northwesterly breeze will persist into the overnight hours tonight, and temperatures will drop back into the 30s and in some cases get close to freezing, so areas of frost are possible overnight and in the first few hours on Tuesday morning. Tuesday, though, we'll see a nice rebound with plenty of sunshine. And with that sunshine, highs will rebound back into the upper 50s to around 60 once again on Tuesday afternoon. As we get into the day on Wednesday, another disturbance will approach from the west. This disturbance will be moisture starved. Still, we do run the risk of a couple of scattered showers around, especially during the late afternoon and into the evening, and once again, high temperatures in the middle and upper 50s. There is another risk of a shower on Thursday with temperatures staying in the upper 50s before we drop a bit more behind that system on Friday. Temperatures much cooler than average with the risk of a shower, otherwise partly sunny skies and highs in the lower 50s. That next system will continue to reinforce colder air as a deep trough of low pressure barrels through the Great Lakes and into the Northeast. And with the risk of a few rain showers and some wet snow in the mountains, high temperatures on Saturday will stay in the upper 40s to around 50, and with partly sunny skies, only a few degrees higher on Sunday, with highs in the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the bulk of the precipitation across the lower 48 the first half of the week will come from two systems now in the plains. One area of low pressure will generate scattered showers and thunderstorms across the Midwest today. To the south, a more potent area of low pressure will be the catalyst for yet another round of severe weather from West Texas and the Mid-South into the southern Appalachians. The northern feature will fizzle out tomorrow, while the southern wave will produce a broad area of thunderstorms from the Rio Grande River to the Carolina coast. The weather pattern through the period can be summarized by the start of an increasingly amplified jet stream pattern over North America that will continue into next weekend. Out west, an intensifying upper-level ridge over the southwest means the return of sizzling temperatures to the region. Temperatures in the desert southwest will surpass the century mark by tomorrow and continue into Wednesday with the potential for record warmth. Much of California and the Great Basin will also bask in increasingly warmer temperatures. In the east, a deepening trough in the jet stream pattern will usher in a Canadian air mass that'll force temperatures to plummet from the Midwest to the Northeast. The Southeast will see the summer-like temperatures stick around through Tuesday, but cooler air should arrive by midweek. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with fog, 27 degrees, and the wind out of the west at 58 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 3 below 0. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 33, 52% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.65 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston increasing clouds and breezy with a chance of showers in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine and breezy with highs around 50 degrees. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a scattered shower today and highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 50s. On Wednesday, a scattered shower possible, otherwise partly sunny in the upper 50s to around 60. A chance of showers on Thursday in the upper 50s. Also the risk of a shower on Friday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 50s. A chance of rain or mountain snow on Saturday in the upper 40s. And back to a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower 50s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.